This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد مل السماوات ومل الأرض ومل ما شئت من شيء بعد ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure for me once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have a beautiful hadith today about the attitude we should have to inculcate, you know, awareness for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is going to save us from a lot of frustrations and maybe depression in the worst case. I will read the hadith and then explain the meanings and the lessons that we can learn from it so that we can enhance and better our understanding of religion and practice of religion, inshallah. انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فهو أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. قال أبو معاوية عليكم الرابي أبو هريرة المصدر صحيح مسلم. Look towards those who are below you in worldly matters, and do not look towards those who are occupying higher status in worldly matters than you. If you do so, you would never belittle God's blessings upon you. The above tradition contains a beautiful advice. Of course, the narrator is Abu Huraira, who is one of the most prolific transmitters of prophetic traditions, and we have mentioned his biography briefly earlier, so I don't want to repeat it. And the source is Sahih Muslim. This particular version is from Sahih Muslim, and it is also recorded in other canonical, if you wish to call it, collections. The above tradition contains a beautiful advice, prophetic wasiyya advice. It is at once concise, short, and yet it teaches us to develop an attitude of life that should guarantee peace and contentment. You know, people today are, you know, going through a lot of frustrations, anxiety, and grief and depression, many of them even. How do we guarantee peace of mind? And how do we become empowered to work for what matters in our life? And that is the gist of the lesson that we can learn from this hadith. To develop proper attitude to life that guarantees peace of mind, we ought to cultivate the beautiful virtues of shukr and sabr. We have mentioned this before, gratitude and patience. But how do we develop that gratitude? To succeed in this, we must be willing to refuse to go with the flow. You know, we make the mistake of going with the flow. The flow is, you know, go after this world. You know, it is a mindset of dog eating dog, they call it. The competition, rivalry, al-hakum ut-takasur. You know, when we go with the flow, if we don't refuse to go with the flow, if we don't refuse to, you know, going with the flow, we end up caught up in rivalry and competition to amass more and more. And that will be something that would lead to a lot of frustration. The prophetic prescription is simple. Condition ourselves to look to those who are below us in worldly matters. You know, all of us are tempted to always look at those driving better cars, who have a better mansion, better this, more comforts and things like that. You know, so the Prophet warned us to reverse it. Instead of looking up to them, we should look to those who are above us in religious matters and below us in worldly matters. Such a habit is bound to inspire us to appreciate the blessings of Allah we already enjoy, because no matter how deprived we are, we still have myriads of blessings to thank Allah for. Rivalry and competition over material things start with the habit of comparing oneself with others. We always do that. We compare ourselves with those who drive better cars, who have better mansions, better this, better that. Comparing ourselves with others in appearance, in job, position, health, wealth, possessions. The truth is, no human being can be wholly free of such attitudes, because this is how Allah created us and it has a positive role. But so it is not always negative, as it motivates us to advance higher in life. You know, Islam does not stop us from going after the good or comforts of this world, but we should not go overboard with it. If this habit becomes an obsession, then one fails to appreciate the blessings one already has from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, those who dwell on what they lack will never be able to develop the positive mindset to achieve success in life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by all standards, it's a unanimous verdict of historians, scholars who study, research the leadership qualities. They all unanimously pick Rasulullah as the most successful leader to walk on this earth. How did he succeed? He started out his days by counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With such a positive mindset, one is better enabled to strive for what is missing. The opposite of it is to dwell on what is lacking. So begin your day, you know, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have this. So you don't appreciate what you have, the strength you have, then how can you gain? So begins he to compare himself to those who possess wealth and comforts. This habit of comparing oneself with others is bound to lead to frustration, grief, envy, and even depression. It will deprive us of our peace of mind and contentment. Allah tells his messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعِنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَىٰ. Don't stretch your eyes. Don't covet what we have allowed some classes of them to enjoy of the splendor of the world, as we might test them in that. For the provision of your Lord is better and more lasting. The verse alludes to the fact that since the worldly comforts are transient, we should focus more on achieving the success in the hereafter. And for the latter, we should condition ourselves to look towards those who are higher than ourselves. In the case of religious matters, the Prophet's companions excelled in this habit. We have several examples to attest to this fact from the seerah. A beautiful example is Umar radiallahu anhu wanted to compete with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in amassing virtues. So when the Prophet called for contributions to fund the Jaysh al-Usra, it was a hard time, the expedition of Tabuk, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said to himself, today I have this opportunity to beat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to surpass him. So he took out half of his savings and put it at the in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet asked him, what did you bring? He said, I brought half of my savings, of my wealth. But later Abu Bakr came with his contributions. The Prophet asked him, what did you bring? I have brought everything I have. So what did you leave for your family? He said, Allah and his messenger. On hearing the words of Abu Bakr Siddiq, Umar radiallahu anhu exclaimed, We can never beat you to it, Abu Bakr. You know, on the other hand, look at the poor companions of Rasulullah. They come asking the Prophet how they can compete with the rich companions. Because they practice everything we do, and on top of that, they are giving charity. And we cannot do that because we don't have money, we don't have wealth. So the Prophet advised them to practice constancy in zikr to catch up with them. Reflecting on the prophetic advice to look to those who are below us, Imam Iraqi said, this advice is bound to lead to the betterment of our religion, worldly life, and hereafter, even as it serves as an elixir and soothing balm for our hearts, distressed hearts and souls. For no matter how challenged we are, we can still find a lot of blessings to thank Allah for. There is no dearth of beautiful stories of our pious elders who, in spite of the many physical and mental challenges they were facing, still were able to thank Allah, say Alhamdulillah from the bottom of their hearts, because they recognize the myriads of other blessings they already enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lessons. There is no true peace without contentment with one's provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the way to cultivate contentment is by looking at those who are below us in worldly matters, while looking to those who are above us in matters of faith. That was the true secret of Prophet's asceticism. It was also the source of the Prophet's optimism and positive mindset that guaranteed success for him in his mission. The Prophet's above advice serves as the perfect treatment for curbing envy, jealousy, and malice. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.